our first lingerie episode, and to celebrate, right now with any $25 spent in lingerie, you actually will receive a free lingerie bag to wash up your goodies.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Happy 28th anniversary to Lover's Lane. It's the last day in stores and online to get 28% off everything.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Lover's Lane podcast. My name is Haley and I am a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of the Lover's Lane podcast, which is all about love, romance, and connecting and bonding with your partner. So today on the podcast, I'm really excited. It's our first lingerie episode, and I thought with the holidays, and I know how often people are trying to buy lingerie as a gift, and it can get kind of overwhelming because you just don't want to ask sizes, and some people are more busty or have more hips than others than on the top. So it's kind of hard to shop for an intimate piece of apparel where you want somebody to feel really sexy in it, but they're not there to try it on. And with COVID, you know, it's weird trying on stuff, especially lingerie. So you go out and you venture in the store and you just surprise them with something. And I hope that this episode with Stacy of Coquette will kind of help, because Coquette's pieces are known for kind of fitting really well. Their sizes are very accurate, and they also offer one size and one size XL if you're still just not sure on picking that number size. I definitely think that today's podcast is really beneficial for learning about lingerie for beginners, or maybe those that are even new to Coquette, because they make those pieces for every body shape and every style that you would want, every complexion. They have a lot of different like styles, colors, lace patterns, and every fit that you can imagine too. So if you're doing your holiday shopping and you come in for a sexy gift for your partner and you don't know which size or style, this episode is certainly going to help you. So give it a listen. I'm about to turn it over to Stacy of Coquette. And if you get questions on anything, just reach out. Our social is at @LLPodcast_ or the Lover's Lane podcast on Facebook. As always, you can leave us a comment or write us a review. And if you have questions, reach out to me. My email is Haley, that's Haley, @loverslane.com. And thank you again to Stacy Monroe of Coquette. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy it.
Have an in-house design team that's all women, and so they have been very good at making sure that we are being as inclusive as we can when we're doing our sizing, and we just keep looking at ways to improve it because we really do want everyone to feel their best when they're wearing our lingerie. So they include design details such as like sliders on the panties, so even though it's a size small, you can adjust the slider on either side to gain an additional 8 inches, because we know that we're not all the same size on the top that we are on the bottom. So when buying a set, it's nice to have that flexibility. They also use a lot of the people in the office as fit models. So I know myself, I'm probably a size 14, and I'll go into the design room and they'll say, can you just try this on and tell me like what needs to change for this to be a true one size XL, because our sizing does go either one size or then a full run, like small all the way to 4X. So they do a really good job at continuing to try and find the right materials, fabrics, and design details so that we are making a product that more bodies can enjoy and feel sexy in.
Yes. And for people that have never worn Coquette, or, you know, just aren't familiar with the brand, I will tell you that this is like, it's not cheap lace. It is a real piece of lingerie at a price point that is very reasonable. And it's not like a lot of other brands that I find where in some styles I'm a small, in some styles I'm a large. It's, you know, every single thing that I like from you that I want to try on, I'm the same size and I know where to go to. So I love that too.
Yeah. And it's, you know, a lot of companies do have like a fast fashion, and it's hard sometimes to see how fast other people can come to market with things. But we do have like such an intense quality process where we get, you know, we do the design, everybody kind of signs off on the new styles that are going to come in. Then we send those to our manufacturer to make sure that they're capturing all of that properly, and go back and forth, I don't know how many times, on the fabric, the stretch, the lace. Is it going to hold up to washing, to wearing, to hang in a store? So our process coming to market sometimes takes, 4 to 6 months, but that is really because of the quality control that they're putting in behind everything.
Yes, I have one bustier in particular that I can definitely see that with. I bought it in 2014 and I loved it. And I was a little bit like, I was skinnier then too. And it still fits me. The like binding with the boning and the, it's that, that nude one.
Yep.
It hasn't moved at all. Like it stays perfect. And I wear it out. I wear it in the bedroom. So I can only imagine I have a lot of two-piece sets where the lace has not busted off of at all, even through the washing machine, hang to dry. But other than that, like perfect. So I love that.
I wear a lot of the stuff myself. And I'm just going to go back to what you said. They're wearing it as outerwear. That's another piece that we're, we want people to reimagine wearing their lingerie, not just in the bedroom or underneath for themselves, which is amazing as well. But to be able to take a bustier and throw a blazer over top and maybe wear it as a date night outfit or a teddy, just to kind of get more bang for your buck and also feel, feel the way that you feel inside on the outside as well. And so the pieces that I own and do that with, they hold up well to, I have three kids. If I'm wearing something to do a presentation, I get spilt on, I get sticky fingers, and I don't have the time necessarily to always hand wash everything. So I do put my coquette pieces in the washing machine, which is, maybe hanging my head a little bit, but they hold up. I put them in the washing machine, I throw them in the dryer, and I'm continuing to wear the same pieces from 5 years ago still. So
yes, I love that. I do the exact same thing. I know sometimes I'm like, ooh, no, it can handle it. And it does. So thank God for that. But yeah, I was saying I have a bustier, of course, that is probably my favorite out of my entire piece of like collection of lingerie, but let's go over some styles just for people that, maybe are just not aware of different styles of lingerie or what that looks like or anything like that. Because what's interesting and something that I love about Coquette that I see in the store is you will come out with a certain design, I'm thinking that red lace. I have that red lace two-piece set with a black underneath, and it actually is going to be the cover of this episode, so people will know what I'm talking about. But it also came in the teddy, and there's different styles that you make for a collection. So right. That's great that it's like, if somebody loves the way that looks, but they don't want, a teddy, that they have the option to get a different style, but still have the same feel.
So when we do a grouping, typically we will try to have, I believe it's 4 to 6 pieces in the grouping. So there won't always be a teddy in a specific grouping, but we do try to have, when we do our launch, we've got everything covered across the collection. So we do, baby dolls, everybody knows what a baby doll is. It's probably one of the first pieces of lingerie that people will go to, especially if they're not feeling super confident in the store about what, I don't know what to buy. And, baby dolls just come to mind. And so our baby dolls, we make with all sorts of different options with, some of them have underwire or just a little bit of more coverage, so it's not sheer. And then we obviously have the other side of the spectrum where it's basically a sheer baby doll and provides a little less coverage, but it's more for play. So you can cross the spectrum in just one piece, even one silhouette that feels best on your body. You can play with, how far you want to go with that one piece. And then we move into, I would say teddies are the next top selling silhouette right now. And I think that just plays on the bodysuit trends that we see in outerwear. And so that, that I love because it is a nice, it's one piece. The comfort, we've changed some of the closures to make them more comfortable. So there's no more snaps in between your legs to wear it all day. We do have a hook and eye at the back, which is really easy to come up, put on and off, but it also allows you that comfort to wear the piece a little bit longer if that's what you're looking to do. The teddies hold you in. Yeah. And so then again, we play with the teddies where we have some with a peekaboo cup and some that are more structured to hold up to being outerwear. And then we have, completely sheer and crotchless, and, you can play again with that silhouette across the board. And then we have our classic, the 2 and 3 piece set. So, a bra, a bra with a matching panty or a bra with a matching panty and garter. That one in particular is one of my favorite looks with the garter belt. Even without the pantyhose, which looks stunning when you do pair it up, it gives you that little extra feeling. It kind of it holds you in, but it's like a really classic silhouette.
Your eyes go right to the waist too. I love that.
Yeah.
And I would say that's probably the most sought after from our male customers too, is everyone wants the sexy garter belt, definitely.
Yeah. And it's always a nice little, you know, even on a date to like have your skirt come up a little bit and you see, oh, look what, there's a garter there. Look what's underneath for later, right? It's makes you feel sexy and your partner enjoys it. And then we obviously have corsets and bustiers, which the bustier is a little less structured than a corset. It tends to have straps, where the corset will have removable straps and removable garters as well. And what I do love when our designers do is our corsets, a lot of them have a zipper front as well as the tie back, because I mean, I know how difficult it is yourself to get into a corset. So once you have that ability to get the right size, you can take it on and off yourself with a zipper, because it's a lot of work to get the corset to fit well, but it is worth it.
Oh yeah. Those look, I have not seen a woman or a man in a corset that I'm not like, yes, that's the move for you. Like, it just fits everyone's body shape so pretty, because it hugs you exactly where you want to be. Like, so it's great. Yes.
Yeah. And we've actually been taking some steps in our photography to ensure that we do have everybody across the spectrum seeing that they can wear these themselves. So we just did a photo shoot on a man last season with a lot of our pieces, just to show that, hey, this does work on a man or on a woman or anyone who is looking to wear some lingerie. So
any gender, yes.
Any gender, yep.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. There you have a lot of different pieces, not just coquette too, but the dark that's come out. I in particular love those new, like they're those leg pieces with a bell bottom that's all lace. I just got those in store not too long ago. Yeah. They are so pretty, and that lace feels really nice too. That's awesome.
Yeah, that. And so again, speaking to like that lace, maybe the full leg chap is a little bit too much for someone, or you want the entire look. They also did it in like a shrug that you could wear, or a full length robe. So they play with that same lace to get the feel throughout the whole collection. And I would say dark is where we like to play a little bit more into the fetish side of things. And so our box sets and all those types of things that you'll see, sometimes it has to go in a box to translate what it looks like the best, but it doesn't mean that the quality is any different than the hanging. It's just how we get the impact across in store to see what this product would look like.
Yes. And all your presentation is great too. Like when you look at a piece of lingerie, even on a hanger, the imagery that you use with it, it looks exactly like if I were to go to a fitting room and try it on. Like, it's not like tucked in the back or anything like that. Like, that woman or man or whoever is actually wearing that piece of lingerie, you can tell that's exactly the same look that you're going to get. It's no hidden anything. In fact, I usually get a couple more surprises. I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize that this one comes with straps, so like with the corsets. So
yeah. And then like even some of our baby dolls, our new ones that are coming out, they have adjustable straps in the back for width. So not only now are you playing with, you know, your strap here to make it fit nice in length, we're able to play with different bra band sizes just by including a slider. It doesn't change the way that the baby doll looks. It just gives you a better feel when you're wearing it.
That's awesome. I hope you have a patent on that, because people will use that.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. Like, people need that. There are so many people that I see in the store that are a completely different size top than they are bottoms. And I usually point them in the direction of you guys as well, because I know those panty sets have, it's like a bra strap, like how you adjust your straps, yep, and what the sides of the panties look like. So it's a lot easier. Even if you want to wear it in a different style where it's more high cut, then you can almost pull it up and adjust it just to fit you, so it's not falling down too.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's the same thought process that they're looking at with the bra bands on the baby dolls, just rolling that out. Another new piece, our new feature that they've been rolling out, or we have been rolling out, I should say, is a mono underwire in some of our styles. And so what that is, it's just a one piece underwire. So it doesn't dig in. It doesn't have as many pressure points like in between and on the outside of the breast. So it's a lot more comfortable to wear. And because it doesn't come up as high on the outside, it also frames a lot more cup sizes a lot better. So then they couple that with a nice stretch lace so that we're able to really incorporate a lot of different sizes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Just from folding the lingerie too, where you'll go to just kind of bend it in half. And not this one. It folds a lot better. It sits better in the drawer. It looks a lot better too. I agree with that. I'm a little bit more top heavy than bottom. So I know the struggle, and it looks good on everybody, which is great, but especially a larger chest for sure. So let's talk about the difference in like your size runs too. And then the one size versus the one size XL. So what sizes would fall under the one size versus the one size XL?
Yeah. So we just updated our size charts. I believe that the one size is, we're saying a 2 to a 12, where the one size XL would be a 14 to, I could be lying here. Just let me take a quick look.
Yeah, go ahead.
We did just update. No, I'm spot on. So the one size would be a 2 to a 12, and the one size XL we're saying is 14 to 18. We do the different size runs and the different OS XLs, because it is really a mix of what the retailers are looking for, just as far as the number of SKUs, and it's as far as making shopping a little bit easier for gift giving. Sometimes that's where you'll have your consumer come into the store and not want to guess on a size run, and one size or one size XL feels a little less intimidating to go give as a present, right?
Yes. I've noticed too that those pieces are a little bit more forgiving too. I love that if you're gift giving and, you know, someone thinks that they're a size large, but we only have like an XL in the store, and they don't want to, you know, get in somebody's head about buying them an XL. So I always point them in the direction of a one size or a one size plus two, but they always fit great. So it works for everybody.
I would always suggest like taking a look ahead of time, or even when you're in the store, like just to reference the size chart just in case. But like the small, when we do a size run that's like small to 4X, we do break up each of those sizes, where like a small is a size 2 to 6, a medium would be 8 to 10, large 12 to 14, extra large 16 to 18, 1X to 2X is 18 to 20, and 3X to 4X is 20 to 22. And what I will say is it all depends on the silhouette as well of the piece. So when we've got, you know, in the book right now, I'm looking at an open bust chemise. So obviously, if we're talking about someone who's looking for a size 1X, 2X, because they are more top heavy and maybe not on the bottom, they could probably go to a different size if it's not in stock in this open bust chemise, because we're cinching here and it's a stretch fabric, right? So it's really about the structure, and because our pieces are adjustable and somewhat forgiving with the fabric, that I would encourage people to try on different sizes if what's in their head isn't in stock in the store right away.
Yeah, that's right. So just for people that are listening that are not exactly sure of what we're talking about with chemise or teddy.
Yeah,
I know. I do it too, where I'm just like, oh, okay, you're looking for a piece of lingerie. What style do you want? Do you want a baby doll? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, whoa, I don't know. I just want to look.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you a little rundown lesson of which style's which, right? You're almost got to bring it down a notch, because you know, I have a whole collection of stuff, but for someone else, this could be their first piece of lingerie.
First time. Yeah, yes. Of course. Yeah. So the chemise is, I like to think of it almost like a dress, where a baby doll goes, you know, it's got the straps and it kind of cinches and does the A-line. A chemise is a little bit more fitting typically. And I think that's really the best way that I can describe it, is kind of like a dress for a lingerie.
Yes. That sits on your upper thigh, right? Yep. Yeah, because you also do have gowns too.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, of course. And so then the gowns would be full length, and the chemise would fall a lot shorter, mid thigh.
Perfect. Yeah. And then teddies are going to fit like a one piece bathing suit, just for anybody that's listening that's not exactly sure. And what I meant with high cut, kind of with the panties, is sometimes they sit up a little bit higher on your upper thigh, almost to your belly, and that's going to give an illusion of a longer leg. But the, you know, the traditional teddy is just going to be like a one piece bathing suit too. And then the two and three piece sets, two piece meaning bra panty, three piece bra, panty, and a garter belt, which usually attaches to stockings or thigh highs, or it doesn't have to. I've been seeing it's really trendy to just kind of wear a garter belt right now with no stockings. It's cute too. I like that.
Yeah, it's totally cute. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. The bustier and corset conversation that we had a little bit, you definitely covered that with the corsets are a little bit more structure to them. They have a different boning inside. They zip and tie, or I know that we have one that is the
hook and eye.
Hook and eye. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a really popular one. The black lace, it's all black lace.
Yeah.
Really pretty. And it's got like the ribbon up the back where you can tie it tighter where you need it. So you get the hourglass shape, where a bustier is a really similar like style as far as how it fits your body, but it's just not as much grab as a corset will.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Is there anything else I'm missing for different styles that are launching or anything like that?
No, we do have robes that are shorter. That would be more so like, I'm not really sure. I guess they would fall like the same length as a baby doll, kind of mid thigh. We have short sleeve and long sleeve. So just kind of a nice light robe that usually comes with a match to what the collections are. We have a black and a white and a Merlot. And then we also do have a bunch of accessories. But I would say the ones of note would be like the waist cincher. Maybe that kind of, it's like a mini corset, that it just exactly what it sounds like. It is a boned piece that cinches you in at the waist. So
it goes under the bust, and that looks great with a two-piece yeah. set too, just to, if you want more coverage or more shape or anything too.
Yeah, 100%.
I wear mine under my clothes almost like as a waist trainer. That doesn't make me sweat as much, which is great. So yeah.
Yeah, I've worn them outside almost, you know, the garter belt trend last winter. So I was wearing them outside of my sweaters and dresses, just looking like a cool belt, because they're just a little bit chunkier than a normal belt, but they still, like you said, cinch you in nice. So it was a kind of a fun play with the fashion there.
Yes. Coquette has a lot of really awesome accessories too. Like if you have a different piece of your favorite lingerie, you guys do pasties, panties of all different types. You have gloves, you have stockings. Anything else that I'm missing here?
We have the role play pieces. So we have masks. We have eye masks. We have pieces that include a tie that would be, you could use just, you know, you could throw it aside and never use it, or you could use it for some light bondage. That's pretty much it. The accessories would tie in there to, or the box pieces to make everything come together. We do have like chain panties and chain garter belts, and just a lot of different fun with a lot of different materials. So
my favorite is those, the leg guard. It's almost like a garter belt kind of, but instead of the ones that have the nylon that would attach to it, it's just three chains and then the panties that the chains in the back that match. Oh, so cute. Yeah. That's the thing. Like once you get one piece of anything from either of your collections, you're going to want something to go with it, because it matches it so perfect. And it just looks really good together.
Another play is to also mix and match, right? So you know, there will be a piece that comes with those chain garters, and then to wear that over top of a pair of jeans, but then to wear the gloves from something else, and, you know, the cincher from another piece. So a lot of the styles are groupings are made to intermix together. So you could buy pieces from each collection that work well together throughout your wardrobe.
Yes, those, I'm thinking of the outfit that I'm thinking in my head with the chains, with those new, well, we just got them. I don't know if they're new for you. Those gloves with all the fringe down them.
Yep.
Love those. Yes. That would be fun for a lot of different outfits that I've seen from you. So that would be great. You know, I just want to get your opinion on a couple of different things too, because obviously I think by now people listening know that I love Coquette, and you do a great job of having other people, I think, listening will also love Coquette. But what is your opinion on, you know, shopping for a piece of lingerie if you are partnered? Do you think that it is more exciting to bring home a piece of lingerie as a surprise for someone, or surprising your partner? Or do you think they should go shopping together? I just want an opinion, because everyone's different.
Yeah, well, and that is the key there. Everyone's different. I've actually kind of done all of the above with my partner. My basement is full of lingerie samples right now because of COVID and working from home. But I have snuck a piece in his work bag where I know that somebody else isn't going to see it. So when, you know, he pulls out his notebook, you know, something will come out and then I'll get a little text message saying, I saw the surprise that you left for me. We have gone into the store together to pick out something together as a gift, or to explore together. Other ways I've left a piece when I've gone on a trip. I've left something underneath his pillow on our bed so that when he goes to bed and he, you know, getting everything ready, he'll find it and go, oh, wow, okay, that made me think of you. And I can't wait to see you in this when you get home. I alluded to it earlier, where I'll just buy something myself that makes me feel beautiful. And then I will, you know, let him catch a little glimpse of the garter at a wedding, right? Like my skirt, here's, oh, what's under there? That's new. Or, you know, like kind of like snap a little picture and send him the picture. So I tend to probably lean a little bit more to like, I like surprising him and doing the excitement, but everyone's different. So it might be more fun to go in together and be like, these would be great to see. I would say sometimes the products that I pick for myself that I think I would look amazing in, he will have a totally different idea. He'd be like, you know, that's great, but I think you would look really good in this baby doll. Whereas my brain is more like, I want to wear a teddy. So sometimes going into the store together or shopping together lets you see yourself in a different way that maybe you wouldn't.
Right.
So
put your partner first a little bit too, you know, if you have an extensive collection or whatever, that's a hot idea of, putting it in his bag. I am doing that. And I guess that's my kink. I'm about to expose my man at work. Oh, well, but yeah, no, that's awesome. I love that. You know, I work where I do. So as soon as we get a piece of lingerie out of the box, it's like Christmas every time that we get shipment, I'm like, oh, I'm trying this on right now. And I think that, you know, at Lover's Lane, I never go shopping with my man for lingerie. Like I just bring home what I do, but you know, if we're on vacation or anything like that, then it's a little different story. So it's good to kind of, I'm sure you're in the same boat. You try all the different stuff on and you have your favorites, but it's good to get their opinion.
Yeah. And to mix it up a little bit, right. To have, you know, be doing something for them as much as it is for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. I was a boudoir photographer for about 2 or 3 years, you know, while I worked part-time at Lover's Lane. So I've also, I love it. And it's great. It's good for anybody listening too that is thinking about doing boudoir, absolutely do it. It makes 100%. You feel great about yourself. And it's way different when you're posing versus when you get your images back. It just, that's what it is. But the good thing.
I did my first boudoir shoot. Actually, I've been working with lingerie and selling for almost 6 years, as I mentioned at the beginning, but I myself only did my first boudoir shoot a year ago or so. And I have to agree with you 100%. I was so nervous going in, and I do have my own issues and thoughts about my own body that's negative. But when I got those pictures back, I never felt more empowered.
Yeah. They go out the window. You're like, I'm hot. Yeah. That's the end of story. Yeah. Completely too. I love that. But yeah. And the good thing too is, you know, people get nervous about presenting themselves in lingerie, even if they go in shopping with their partner, or, you know, even if they're just doing it for themselves. Like, I feel like there's this sense of dread of like, I have to do this for them because they want me to. And how do I even be like, okay, I'm ready to have sex now, you know? Yeah. I still get like stage fright, and I'm like kink positive and all that, you know, but it's just different of, I think that I look sexy. Do you think so too? So what would you give like somebody like for advice for that? Cause I know that I get that stage fright still.
Yeah. I would say to buy something that makes you feel the most comfortable in. And then once you have that confidence yourself, presenting yourself that way to your partner, it kind of negates all that self-talk. I know that I usually feel that way when I'm trying something on that maybe I think, oh, it's so cute and I want to love it so much, but it doesn't fit me right here. And it doesn't fit me right here, but I'm going to do it anyways because the pattern's so beautiful. And I think I do that a lot, even, you know, buying dresses and stuff online and in store, I'll think, oh my gosh, it looks so cute. And then I get it home and it's just not made for my shape. Right. So I would say just making sure that you pick a piece that gives you that confidence because it does fit you right. And if it's not, you know, if it's not the teddy and that lace print that you really want, like you said, our collections have, different silhouettes in those same laces. So go and shift maybe to a different lace or a different silhouette and just make sure that you have that confidence going in. Cause I think that really will negate all of the stage fright. Well, most of it, right?
Buying lingerie is like a mental state. Like you have to know that you look good in order to look good. Otherwise it's not doing anything for anyone.
I also think that when you are wearing something for yourself almost, and it like, that's what I like wearing it. And then it's kind of like a little tease or surprise at the end of the day for my partner. I've got all day where I'm wearing something that all day I've got the secret and it's just my secret. So by the time I'm ready to be with my partner, you know what? Like I've worked myself up all day on this secret because I feel beautiful and sexy and there's no way he's going to think any different because I've already told myself that story for the day.
Right. And then they're always excited when they see it. And ooh, what's that?
Yeah. Even if it's just for a second.
Yes, that's a whole nother conversation of, I'm going to be on for a second. It's like, why? Have your cake and eat too. That's what a snap project's for. Yeah.
That's right.
Perfect. Well, I really appreciate it, you talking to me today. I think that anyone that has already a collection of lingerie or somebody that is finally gonna get that bravery to come in and feel good about themselves and for their partner, like I think that you made this a lot easier for them. So I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm honored to be part of the journey with everyone.
Couples that play together stay.